case of the Mondays.
There we go. We'll bring that down and we'll hang out with it. Joel and I on.
Gray was so excited it was Monday. He said, we're going to do a gray area? Huh?
Man,
what?
I'll tell you the truth, Joel. I'm a little out of it today. It was a long week last week, and the effects are showing on me, so thank you for bearing with me.
You're good. So I walked out of a professional sporting event over the weekend to something that I never, ever have happened, and it was a bit alarming, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I walked out of the Twins game in downtown Minneapolis at about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and as we walked out, we took the train from Mall of America up, so we don't have to deal with traffic in downtown. So as we walk out of the stadium and we are about to enter the train, there is a police officer, and we believe it was a police officer because we didn't see anything else identifying him, that was standing there in kind of a shoulder-wide feet position, kind of
power stance,
ready to go.
Yep.
With the typical, you know, baton on one side and, you know, pistol on the other. And strapped to the front of his chest from right shoulder down to left hip was an AR-47. Automatic.
AK-47 AR-15. He had a rifle.
Yeah. It was the real deal. And I looked at it. My son looked at me, and my son goes, that's a bit much, don't you think? And I'm just like, where are we? I said, where are we? I know we're in downtown Minneapolis, and there's a lot of stuff going on. There was anyway. But still, it's just like, all right, so are we in a military zone here, or what is it? He may have been ICE. I'm not sure, because typically I don't think they're putting, like, on their hat saying, I'm ICE. I don't think they're doing that anymore. But it's just like, all right, so I Googled why or if it, you know, and I got nothing out of it. I got an answer that I thought may get the police knocking on my door asking, why are you Googling? Why are you Googling this?
I know.
But there really wasn't an explanation, but I guess that's where we're at now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it almost makes sense to me in a way that I don't like, you know, when you've got, you know, and this is a horrifying phrase to apply to a post-game scenario, but, you know, if you're the type of person who's determined to hurt people and do damage, you know, immediately after a sporting event.
I've just never seen it. I mean, you see police presence, that's about it. But you've never seen one with the intentional, almost like chest puffed out a little bit. Like, look at this. Don't you mess with this.
Well, and how many things will we never know before we leave this earth? I think of things like that. You know, like, maybe there was a particular reason. Maybe there was a particular individual they were kind of looking for.
Yeah.
But I think we're blessed to not know, you know?
He did give me a little stink eye when I walked by him.
Well, so. Yeah. I mean, you dared to look. I mean, I remember one time I accidentally misunderstood an officer who told me not to cross, and I took a step, and man, he looked at me like I offended not only him but his wife and his children. And I thought, man, you got a hard job, but let's just treat each other with respect.
Well, maybe the reason why that officer was there with the AK-47 was because of the criminal prices that go on inside of the stadium for beer and food vending. I did find out one thing, though, is that if somehow you can avoid the brat, the hot dog, that's $7, $8, $10 or whatever. There's other good food around stadiums usually that are more reasonably priced.
Yes.
In fact, we found a restaurant inside of Target Field that was pretty good. It was like $17 for a really good turkey sandwich with fries. And, you know, it wasn't crazily priced. For that, you would have got nothing outside in the vending area. With that said, the beer was $10, you know, which we just kind of become normalized. A friend of mine from high school messaged me over the weekend that he was in Miami watching the Brewer Miami game over the weekend or whenever they played. I think it was this weekend. And he said that the tickets weren't that bad, but when he went up to buy two beers and a popcorn, the total came to, what do you think the total came to? Two beers and a popcorn.
Like $23.
$52.
Oh my goodness.
Because the beer was like 17 each.
Yep.
The beer was 17 each.
That gets you to 34.
The popcorn was $5. That's what it said on the little billboard out front.
But
when he went up and saw it was 54, this friend of mine from high school, he doesn't hold back. he's like, what the? They said, well, the popcorn's $5, but the container it comes in is $10. And you can bring that container back anytime you want during the game. And for another $5, you can refill it with more popcorn.
Okay. So I'm thinking there's a small sign somewhere that you don't notice that has that detail. And like, there's this thing that exists in the U.S. and it has to. We need it. It has to be this way. It's called caveat emptor. It's that the buyer is responsible for knowing what they're buying, and it's not the sellers. And there are exceptions to it. But a lot of the time, it's a great way to just do that right there. It's
my question is, if you would have got up with a plastic bag, would they have dumped the popcorn into the plastic bag? Or is the container actually optional, or is it mandatory?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll hold my cupped hands out and say, you put $5 of popcorn in these hands because I'm giving you a $5 and I'm walking away.
Man can only eat so much popcorn in one sitting.
Otherwise, are they really going to lose that much business if it just says souvenir popcorn $15? Like, come on. Is being honest really that hard? And yes, you're being honest with the way they're doing it, but no, you're not. No, you're not. You're scamming. That's a scam. It's scamming. Yeah. Why? Why do I think it's a scam? To quote our president, because I have common sense.
Yeah, the prices, we just become numb to prices at ballparks. Atlanta is one of the few stadiums where you go there and it's like $2 for a hot dog and like a buck for a water.
Yep.
But the rest is, even our AmFam Field, it's all, and I don't know why do we do it? Why do we go in there and spend $150 on 5 beers for a group of 5 people? Why can't we just wait 2 hours and have a beer somewhere else for a couple bucks?
You know, I think about that a lot. And the fact is, even if the prices are exorbitant, the people do continue to pay them. So it's like, I have this moral issue, you know, let's stop advertising to kids and squeezing every dollar for them that we can. Like, but at the same time, if you just let people exist and make everything expensive, they'll still keep buying things. You know, we have a tendency to just do that. So I blame us. I blame the people who set the prices. I'm a bitter person. That's the final result here, is inevitably bitter.
So as I was watching the game on Saturday, it was cold. I was driving my son nuts with ways that we can make baseball better. Things that are missing from baseball. And one thing I noticed that I didn't even really realize as the game was going on is the third base coach. In the old days of baseball, the third base coach used to look like he had some kind of something that needed medication. He would grab his hat and belt, and he would touch his leg. He would be given signs.
Yep.
Third baseman gives signs. And then left, right, left, and just a constant amount of motion.
Yep.
That's gone. Third base coach does not do that anymore at all. We need to bring the third base coach signs back again. There was just something. The batter would step out of the box, would look down to the third base coach. He'd go the progression of signs, touching his hat and wiggling his butt, whatever it might be. So we need to bring that back. All right. The other thing is, I think we should only allow one baseball per half inning unless it goes out of play. If there's a baseball in play, you can't throw it out. You can't chuck it to the side. That's the ball you're playing with. All right. If it goes out and goes into the crowd, then we'll get another ball. It's a constant barrage of pitchers getting balls and then throwing them into the dugout and then throwing them another ball. And it's just like, just stop with it. One ball, save the planet, save the universe. Let's stop with the whole baseball thing, all right?
How about you can only throw out 3 balls per inning? You can only get rid of them for a replacement, but the third time you dispose of one, they give you a rock instead. Like, it's just like, hey, you can get rid of that third one, but you're going to pay the price.
If the ball gets scuffed, the ball gets scuffed, and the guy can throw a better knuckleball, whatever
right.
It may be. And also, every team must bunt at least once per game. At least one time. And, you know, I said that to my son and a couple of other friends from the Twin Cities who were there. I said that, and I went up to use the restroom, and I came back, and my son said, did you see it? I said, no. He said, yeah, a guy with a .063 batting average squared to bunt while you were in the bathroom. I was just like, I missed it. We need to bring the bunt back. Every team must bunt at least once per game. Once per game, or there's a penalty, whatever that may be. And also, I had this on Saturday's game with a Twins manager. I think he got booted out of the game. But he came out to manager challenge, and he was going nose to nose with the umpire about something. Oh, those are the good old days of the manager kicking dirt on the plate and picking up second base and throwing it into left field. Ah, the manager needs to vent, folks. We need one manager challenge per game where the manager can go out in the field for no reason at all and have a somewhat uncivilized discussion with the umpire.
You know, I'm apparently a grumpy old man today because I do love that. I love when I see that. You know, it gets me fired up. But you know what I think of right now when I picture two managers, like a manager and an ump? Here, let's be real, because what it is every time, it's two old white guys who aren't going to hit each other, trying to make the other one think that I'm going to hit you. And you know what I think of? It reminds me of politics. It's like, you guys don't actually even believe the things you're saying. You just get paid a lot to say what you're saying. It's like, yeah, you guys, is like, this is a theater show.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys hold hands and bow on stage at the end of this? Because that's how it begins to feel. I'm in a cynical mood today, Joel. You pitched me entertainment today, and I'm gonna be mean, I guess. I'm really glad we're talking with Jeff Dunham later, because he's somebody who was there in my childhood and was a lot of fun to watch back then. Hopefully he can lift my Monday spirits. I'm Monday gray today. It's oof.
Yeah, it's
but baseball's not in much better shape when you got stuff like that going on.
It was a cold weekend.
Was it a good time though? Good time in general?
It was.
Had that Friday off?
Very small crowd at the ball game. Had my son's girlfriend had an art show, so I had to pretend like I knew what art meant. they it was a whole other world. I told my son Blake, you know, we're big sports fans. I said, Do you feel like you don't really know what's going on here? I said, yeah, we just kinda ask and nod and all that good stuff and the art world. But I envy those who are able to express themselves and to put it on a canvas, and it was cool.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful to me, and I don't understand art, but I feel like I take it in differently than I did 5 years ago, because I realized that even if I don't get this one painting, like, that's a person trying to create something that, you know, it's like they're trying to take a feeling out of themselves and put it into the world so that other people can have it. You know, and like, yeah, whether or not I get it, you know, whether or not I get why Van Gogh painted Starry Night, you know, I take something from it. I have memories that I think of. I think of my grandmother and stuff, like, and that was the point. He did that so that other people could have an experience.
Yeah.
And like exactly. That, I mean, even if your experience is, that's a blue square on white paper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an experience, you know, even if you're confused, even if you're sitting there, I don't want to be here. You know, that's the artist winning.
I just want to know the why. I just say, tell me what led to you doing this. That's what I want to know. And everything else beyond that is, to me, is not important. It's just
that actually is kind of exactly what I want to talk to Mr. Dunham about later. Just like, hey, how did you get here?
Well, you got 8 minutes. I'll let you have it all.
No. We're going to have to cooperate on that one, because, in fact, there's 7 minutes, and you keep it shorter than I do. I've got a not shutting up kind of problem.
I will have the intro question, and then it's all yours all right, after that.
I got a couple I want
to
ask.
I know he wants to promote the fact that he has a new car show that he's hosting on TV or something.
And we will. We certainly will.
And I had an experience at Dairy Queen over the week. We drove through Ladysmith on the way Friday and swung by the Dairy Queen in Ladysmith. And I'm still convinced that the person who took our order at Dairy Queen was not listening.
Did you get the wrong food?
I'm thinking that they were... it's confusing because it was one of those situations where you get the food. You know, there's cars behind you, so you're just like, well, let's pull over. Let's find a place to eat the food in the car. And then you get to the place to eat the food in the car and you open it up and it's just like... All right. Well, that's not what we ordered. And then you get to the second item. Well, that is what we ordered. And you're kind of confused. I love the $7 meal deal at DQ. I think it's a great deal. You get a sundae, you get a little chips, or you get a little French fries, you get a little chicken strip, you get a drink, all for $7. It's a pretty good deal. It's a good deal. So we get that, and that came intact. But the fact that the first thing that came out of the window at the Dairy Queen was a large soda, we knew we were in trouble.
Nope.
Because we did not order a large soda. And my wife said, as soon as I saw that large soda, I knew this was going to be fun. So my wife ordered like a chili cheese dog or something. And the first thing we pull out of the box is a double bacon cheeseburger. And the first thing I said to my wife was, this is not a good way to start the weekend where we're eating out every single day, is with a double bacon cheeseburger and a large order of fries. But the good news is we got more than what we had paid for. We got more than what we paid for. If it had been less, we might have gone back.
Well, and of course, it's a matter of opinion, chili cheese dog versus double bacon cheeseburger. But to me, that's like you paid for coach and woke up in first class and asked questions. Like, no, just be there.
Everybody has that memory of going through a drive-thru and getting something different or more. My wife and I always go back to like 30 years ago when we first met. We went through a drive-thru at a Kentucky Fried Chicken on Rice Street in South St. Paul, Minnesota, and we ordered like just a regular meal, and they handed us the package. And I was just like, well, that feels kind of heavy. I don't know. Well, let's just go. And we went home, and it was like a $40 value pack of chicken. And we're like, bingo, we nailed it.
Sandwiches tomorrow, too.
We lock the door. Lock the door. They're coming after us, and they want this back.
It's like somebody like chose a Thanksgiving dinner for you in the middle of August or something. Like, hey, this is what's happening for you right now.
We were strutting like a chicken. If the car could have buck, 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 that would have been our car. We are out of there.
You're making me wish I could do a decent foghorn leghorn impression.
I'll say, boy, just
stutter the words about 18 times. I'll have to work on that one. In the meantime, though, it's about 8:34. Reality radio is a Wednesday thing, but I say that term every time I'm going to say we'll continue next. Reality radio comes out of my mouth, whether I'm talking about shopping show or the gray area. I'm going to call it reality radio because I just can't help myself. Whatever we're doing right now, we'll be doing again after the break. Here it's 8:34,
and I have a stat that will blow your socks off coming out of the break. It will absolutely just jaw drop you.
So tighten your socks and be ready. We got birthdays coming up too. Text, call, or email us through the Civic app if you've got a birthday shout out coming up next.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There is supposed to be another round of peace talks today between the U.S. and Iran, but an Iranian official now says the country has not yet made a decision about attending the talks in Pakistan. Over the weekend, Iran fired shots at some ships in the Strait of Hormuz, and the U.S. boarded an Iranian cargo ship. ABC's Rachel Scott has more from Washington.
The president renewing his threat to attack the country's infrastructure, writing on social media, if Iran doesn't make a deal, the United States is going to knock out every single power plant and every single bridge in Iran, adding, no more Mr. Nice Guy. But experts warn those attacks could amount to war crimes, violating international law.
Eight children were killed in a shooting in Louisiana carried out by the father of seven of them. The victims ranged in age from 3 to 11. Police say officers shot and killed the attacker after a chase. Prosecutors in Paris summoning Elon Musk to answer questions about sex abuse and deepfakes connected to his X platform. This is ABC News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Residents in Waupaca County are being forced to evacuate as historic Wolf River flooding impacts the area. Water levels have surpassed records set in 1979, as the river is expected to continue rising to about 12 feet. Officials say roads are impassable and travel is restricted. Federal funding to help keep invasive carp out of the Great Lakes is moving forward, just days after Governor Tony Evers pushed for action. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says nearly $114 million is going to a lacrosse company to continue work on the Brandon Road Project in Illinois. The plan includes barriers like sound, bubbles, and other tools to stop the fish from spreading. Evers says the funding is a big step, but warns delays earlier this year slowed progress. The Trump administration said the delay was with reassigning work out of an Illinois office and into one in Michigan. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use.
from Miami to Motown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers have the night off. They fly from Miami to Detroit, where they open up a three-game series against the Tigers tomorrow night. The crew losing Sunday to the Marlins 5-3 after giving up three runs in the first. Jacob Mizorowski charged with the loss, despite coming back to strike out 9 through 5 innings. College basketball. Greg Gard making a nice addition to the Badgers men's basketball team. They've added Victory Onoitu, a 6'10" forward out of Hofstra from the transfer portal. He's originally from Spain. And now former head coach Doc Rivers said over the weekend the Bucks ownership needs to come to terms with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It's like no one has asked Giannis, what do you want? And that's where you hear one side wants to leave, one side wants to stay. I mean, I don't know if he's made up his mind either way yet. I just know it's not as cut and dry as people try to make it out to be. And it's not as easy of a situation as people think it is.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Loon Saloon and Cable is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, dishwashers, bussers, and store clerks. Positions are full-time, part-time, or seasonal. They offer competitive wages, flexible scheduling, and employee discounts. Call 715-794-2265 or find them on Facebook. And they're always happy to see you in person to apply. The Loon Saloon. Great food, fuel, loon gifts, and more. All in one place on beautiful Lake Namakagan in Cable.
Work has begun on Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline relocation project, bringing jobs and economic benefits to our community. Enbridge is committed to following strict safety procedures through every stage of the project. As work progresses, you may notice more trucks and equipment in town. For everyone's safety, please slow down near construction and stay clear of work zones. We appreciate your understanding. To learn more, visit enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Menaqua Chevrolet serves the Northwoods with hometown brands and reliable service, 100% locally owned. No games, no gimmicks, no surprise add-ons. They treat people the way they want to be treated. Explore low-mileage GM-certified vehicles with peace of mind. 12-month bumper-to-bumper, 6-year powertrain, warranty, plus 2 free oil changes and tire rotations. Right now, buy 3 tires and get the 4th for $1. Visit them on Highway 51 South or MenaquaCars.com. Your local Chevrolet dealer for Park Falls, Menaqua, and beyond.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This 92 Country Weather Update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s, and temperatures are going to keep climbing through mid to late week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
Meteorologist, please.
Remember, 30% chance of rain means that 30% of the area is going to get rain, guaranteed.
Your amazing stat of the day. Are you ready for this?
Hit me.
It's a good one, all right?
Well, I hope so. If you tell it to me, I might agree.
You may have heard it already.
All right, hold on. If you're going to build it up like this, we're doing one of these. We got timpani going on. What's your amazing stat of the day?
Rory McIlroy has won two Masters since the last time the Jets defense had an interception.
That's horrifying. That's really, really horrifying.
They didn't have an interception. How do you go an entire NFL season without at least one tip pass landing in the hands of your defense?
You know, it kind of answers the question, though. Could the best college team play the worst NFL team?
Never.
And
never.
It's absolutely not.
Everybody says never.
Well, it used to happen. There used to be a game where a college team played a pro team and they stopped doing it in like the 50s. And if they stopped, whatever it is, I don't care if we're talking football, medicine, politics. If it stopped during the 50s, it probably should have ended like 30 years before.
In fact, there was a Packer championship team that won the championship and then lost to the college team. I don't know the whole scenario of it, but of course I listen to a Viking podcast and they like to bring that up. Of course.
Oh, totally.
One of those championships was so illegitimate that they couldn't even beat the college team after they won the NFL championship.
What do they call that podcast? The coping mechanism for the entire state of
Minnesota? Where's my ring? Where's my ring?
where's my ring?
I don't know where my ring went. I don't have a championship ring.
Well, so if you want to find the number of rings as a Minnesota Viking fan, you hold up your fingers.
Yeah.
You count the number of fingers.
Yeah.
Then you subtract five. Yeah. And that's how many rings should be on that hand.
Well, you're counting the thumb there, Packer fan. All right. You're counting the thumb.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's used to throw the pass that gives us the victory. Two Super Bowls before there were even Super Bowls. I mean, how many championships? Here, let's do the as if we really care.
So last week on one of our shows, we talked about school buses. Remember, I talked about the fact that in order to be a legitimate junkyard, you have to have an old school bus. Why was there a school bus parked in the back left corner of a casino I drove by? A lot of school bus questions. My school bus thing today is just south of Cornell. If you ever travel that way down to Eau Claire, south of Cornell on 27.
Yep.
There's someone who has a display of unique cars on the west side of the road, on the right side of the road. Some are like sticking straight up in the air, and it's a very unique display.
Yes, there's a cop car, and they're older, and one of them, not just straight up in the air, but there's one kind of at a triangle.
Right,
I know the spot. I know the spot.
Very artistic.
Yep.
And there's a new addition when you drive by there. There's an old-time school bus there. And you can just tell something about it, just the lettering and the way it looks, that it's like a 50s, like when the school buses first started. And I'm just like, I'm on a school bus run here. I drove by there. I told my wife, I said, was that an old school bus? She said, that was old school. Yeah.
Well, and they've got a type of vehicle in that little spot. It's in a low spot on the right side there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've got a panel van, like a true panel van, like a type of car that isn't even made anymore. It's like, man, did that thing deliver laundry by a man in a white hat? You know, like it's some real Pleasantville kind of stuff. I think they're doing that on purpose. Like the cop car that's down there, same era. I think it looks like one of those round-sided Chevy Bel Air looking things. It's like, you guys just had extra steel.
It's cool. I want to talk to that guy on the air just to see where all that came from and just how it all started.
Agreed.
I love people who do little things along major traveled highways like 13 and 27. I like when they just do little things. There's another just south of there, I think 10 or 15 miles. There's some iron art of elephants and a lot of African animals and stuff. That's really cool. It just, I don't know, it adds a little joy to a trip that maybe a lot of people have to make several times, and the drive just gets to be another tree, and then you get to see these cool things. So hats off to those who take a little time at the end of their driveway to put a little something out there for people to see.
Well, that iron art, I think a lot of people will recognize it's on the other side of the road. It'll be on the east side, and it's on an elevated space. There was one a couple years ago. The cow has been there for a couple years, but when that artist added the cow, it really kind of set everything off, because the cow, I saw that and I thought, man, that cow is welded and sculpted out of metal with the exact same stylistic choices that a cartoonist would use to animate it. It's got like triangle shaped horns that get way too pointy by the end, but like you look at it and it's like, that looks like it's out of a storybook that they used to read to me in kinder. Like it brought me back to my childhood seeing this big rusting hunk of metal on the side of the highway. I loved it.
People would take time to put a star on top of their silo at night. Just those little things that make the drive. And this what we're talking about, in case you just joined us, was just south of Cornell on 27. It's a little ways down there, but for those of you who make the drive down to Eau Claire or whatever and down to that area, you know what we're talking about. It's a unique drive.
There's a couple different spots, and if I Google it, there's a couple different places. In fact, there are a couple sculpture parks that you can find, not unlike the concrete park over in Phillips, where people just kind of go off and decide, hey, I can, you know, and they do.
Yeah.
There's another one over in Minnesota called they call it a sculpture park. I think it's near Caledonia, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Rachel will be able to correct me on this one. But that one gets wild, because like they took that one, somebody took a house and like lifted it off of its foundations, flipped it upside down, and suspended it from a bunch of strings like a spider from your worst nightmares decided that a house needed to be suspended upside down. I mean, like there's some really wild, man, it's just out in the middle of a field and they mowed between like crop circles. I mean, like I'll have to show you some of that on,
anybody who's traveled Highway 8 west, as soon as you cross the Wisconsin-Minnesota border on Highway 8 and go up the hill, St. Croix Falls, there's a large display of just, you know, like elevator grain bin type art. Just huge. It's just like somebody didn't put this thing in the back of their truck and haul it in. This was a major project, but that's just pretty cool. I just love that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's if you're just gonna do weird stuff and you're gonna make it huge, then I'm probably gonna come take a look. And of course, Caledonia is in Wisconsin, so I'm getting things mixed up here, but I'll do some Googling. That upside down house probably stands out in a lot of people's minds.
And for those of you traveling, by the way, yesterday we came back from my mom's and my son's, and we were in Ladysmith, and I told my wife, I said, I think we're going to go east on 8. We're going to take the 111 way this time, because usually we go up through Ladysmith and then take 70 over, and that stretch of 70 between Ojibwa and E is not good still. They've repaired it a little bit, but it's still not good. So we took, I tell you what, from Ladysmith to Park Falls is about as smooth of a ride as you're going to find anywhere in the world.
Yep.
That whole Highway 8 stretch is newly done. 111 is newly done. And going from 111 through Phillips, literally, I told my wife, because she was like, no, let's not take this way. Let's not take this way. We're sitting there right, left. And I said, I'm going this way. And she's like, oh, boy, how much longer is this going to be? And then it was all said and done. We pulled into Park Falls, and I said, I'm pretty sure we didn't hit one pothole that entire time. Yeah. And she said, I felt one.
No, that stretch is exactly how I would go anywhere that direction right now.
It's a good ride.
I don't think I don't think there's any good roads out there that weren't redone in the last couple of years. This was a really rough winter for roads.
Yeah.
A lot of potholes, a lot of heaves. And if you knew of a pothole that they filled last year, it probably needs filled again, like right now. Big shout out to the crews out there. If you're hauling around a hot asphalt trailer and shoveling it into holes on the side, guys, thank you so much. Gals, I appreciate every one of you. And I'm sorry I drove through it with my Subaru. I thought it was drier than it was. And by the time it was too late. I heard that. I basically let my car pepper spray itself on the inside of the wheel wells there with hot asphalt. But
yeah, there's a lot of work to be done this spring. So good work. But if you're headed south, going Phillips 111 over through Tony or that way, it's a smooth ride.
Well, yeah. And if you're going anywhere else, bring the truck, not the car.
Yeah, exactly.
It is 8:50. Joel, we've got a quick commercial break here. We'll keep the lights on, and then we'll finish the hour with a look at birthdays, people celebrating in a celebrity way, the ones that we know best from TV and music and sports and things, but also a couple local birthdays. And a last opportunity, whoops, me throwing things across the studio, last opportunity for you with birthday shout-outs to get them to us through the free Civic Media app. Birthdays coming up to finish the gray area on 98Q.
From harsh winters to hot summers, trust Lake House Exteriors for top quality siding, roofing, and windows. Call now at 715-614-2225.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family? Or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Express Bait, Tackle, and Convenience sits right on the border of Wisconsin and Michigan in Land O'Lakes. Stand with one foot in each state while fueling up on premium gas, grabbing fishing gear, groceries, and more. Redeem your pick and save points, get lottery tickets, and even auto plates. Available in Michigan just across the border. Gateway Express, best of both states, right on County Road B.
Make plans to join the best rods on earth for St. Croix's second annual pre-opener in-house fishing event Saturday, April 25th. Kick off the open water fishing season with advanced fishing seminars from Brian Bro Brosdahl, Joel Nelson, and Blake Tollefson. A free fish fry courtesy of Catch and Cook. Special deals on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, and other tackle. Plus a glimpse at this year's hottest products from the top brands in fishing. We'll see you at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls on April 25th. More details at stcroixrodfactorystore.com. Let's go out to Wheelway, where Lightning McDeem is standing by.
My car crash is fixed, and I will be back on the track soon. I know you all aren't out racing and crashing vehicles, but real unfortunate things do happen, and you want to choose a true and trusted company to handle your crash, dings, and deaths. Wheelway does not cut corners or put you on a long waiting list. They work with all insurance companies. Oh, and be sure to tell your tow truck driver to bring your vehicle to Wheelway, because we do things the right way. It's worth the drive wherever you're at.
Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center on Ridge Avenue, on the hill in Fifield.
Spring is in full swing at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. With over 1,000 hanging baskets and 600 plant varieties, perennials, annuals, succulents, trees and shrubs are available. And veggies and herbs will arrive soon. Containing workshops run every weekend in April from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., limited to 10 spots. Look forward to a Memorial Day weekend with Reunited, a special concert, in memory of Tanya, plus food from the firemen. Donations will be made in Tanya's memory to Catkins Animal Rescue. And of course, don't forget the ice cream. Visit Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin.
Is a spring refresh in your plans? Ronner's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is the area's go-to building and hardware store, offering everything from bright Holman Lindsay paint to durable PPG deck stain, plus a full range of doors, windows, and tools. In fact, they also design and build custom structures, whether it's a garage, a storage shed, or a dream project. They even make keys on site. Family owned since 1971. Ronner's Lumber in Fifield helps build bright futures. Visit them today.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
Minocqua Chevrolet serves the Northwoods with hometown vans and reliable service. 100% locally owned. No games, no gimmicks, no surprise add-ons. They treat people the way they want to be treated. Explore low-mileage GM-certified vehicles with peace of mind. 12-month bumper-to-bumper, 6-year powertrain, warranty, plus 2 free oil changes and tire rotations. Right now, buy 3 tires and get the 4th for a dollar. Visit them on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com. Your local Chevrolet dealer for Park Falls, Minocqua, and beyond.
Into Birthdays here to finish the 8 o'clock hour on 98Q. Coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to finish the show today with an interview with comedian and ventriloquist Jeff Dunham. Jeff Dunham.
.com.
I wanted to the terrorist voice, but I don't want to.
No, you probably don't want to.
I'll leave that alone.
And that kind of topic is exactly what we'll be bringing up with Jeff. We might ask him how he gets away with saying the things he does, but I've got a couple other questions I want to ask him about what it's like to be on stage, what it's like to inspire people, and what it's like to hang out with members of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Yeah.
You may or may not know that what Jeff did was kind of, the Blue Collar guys kind of paved the way, and I want to ask him about that because I never laughed at anything as a kid so much as I did at the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. I've learned a lot about it since then, after they were there, Jeff was too, and I think he knows that that they were involved in what he's doing. So we'll chat with Jeff about that and some other things coming up. That's about an hour from now, at about at 8. Excuse me, third time's the charm. 9:44. We've got a Zoom birthdays. Conference with Mr. Dunham, but we've got birthdays up before then. Happy birthday today to Mitch Mivis. We got a call.
All right,
I believe early this morning. Happy birthday, Mitch,
yes,
from your wife and your kids.
Boy.
I'll admit our answering machine tried to garble that one on us a little bit. But Mitch, if you win the cake on Friday, we'll shout you out here. Did my birthday stop? Oh, I stopped the birthdays because I did the applause thing. I see. I got to change some settings on this. That said, there's some people celebrating alongside Mitch today, ones you recognize, like Miranda Kerr, the actress turns 43 today. Joseph Lawrence, he played Joe Longo on Melissa and Joey. Joey Russo on Blossom. And Joey Donovan on Gimme a Break. Tomorrow he'll play Joey something on something.
You need a Joey? That's a guy. Apparently.
Joey Lawrence is 50 today. He's one of the Lawrence brothers, Andy and I don't remember. remember the youngest one's name. Andy Lawrence. Matthew. Matthew's the other one. Shamar Moore is 56 today, played Hondo on the SWAT remake, and broke a lot of hearts when he left Criminal Minds. The buff, handsome guy, that's Shamar Moore. Andy Serkis, 62 today for, well, Alfred from the Batman recently. He was also Claw in the two Marvel movies, but maybe most importantly, he was the voice and the motion capture for Gollum in Lord of the Rings. Most of how Gollum moves and sounds was kind of from Andy Serkis. He was auditioning for that role, and quite famously, when he was trying to figure out how to physically be Gollum, he watched his cat throw up. And it inspired him. He's told that story so many times, and you know the Gollum thing, like that. All he watched his cat throw up, and it inspired him.
Just a cat throwing up is just one of the many non-joyous things in your life.
Well, imagine watching that, thinking, "Man, now I got to go get the foam spray and some paper towels." And oh my goodness, Lord of the Rings!
Find a tile floor. Lift the cat to a tile floor.
Oh, I've chased him around with paper towels, like on the towel, on the towel, please. Speaking of slightly unorthodox Hollywood stars, Crispin Glover. Crispin Glover, you've probably seen before. Only Crispin could do what he does. He played George McFly in Back to the Future, lanky, nerdy dad. He's weird, but in an awesome way. He played Andy Warhol in The Doors, the Knave of Hearts in the Alice in Wonderland series. He was in Charlie's Angels. He was in Willard. He's quite famously does not get along with the people who made Back to the Future because of how they casted him and stuff. It's a whole story. You can find it for yourself. Yeah. But thankfully, he's still acting because nobody is anything like him. Hello, George Takei is 89 today.
Okay.
Oh, my. Played Sulu on Star Trek, Hiro Nakamura's father on Heroes, but maybe his biggest role in life, as he would tell you, just being a proud gay man. He'll be happy to tell you about it. And last but not least, Luther Vandross. Oh, man, can't get enough.
Can't stop the love.
Oh, man, just so many, three of songs just immediately come to mind, Only Luther did Luther things. That man just had a groove going on.
Had a bluesy, kind of jazzy, kind of just smooth, cool delivery.
Smooth, polished. Yeah. He might have been the smoothest musician I've ever heard. It's just like, man, he's been planning for weeks this one moment that you just heard 2.5 minutes long on the radio. Luther Vandross passed away in 2005, but just recently announced, as recently as last week, I think, a new inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cool. And our last birthday for the day, Joel, the gray area comes to an end. It's 8:59. I'm sad.
Yes, we'll archive it for reasons that we're still trying to figure out. But
I think my tiredness rubbed off on you a little.
I did.
Yes.
We're going to take a little nap here. Come back with Jeff Dunham about 9:45.
Bueller.
Bueller.
Bueller. You're listening to 98Q Country.